Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. For those diagnosed with cancer, a host of concerns are immediately felt. The Cancer Foundation League seeks to help those individuals with services in our area. Holly Beasy is the publicity chair for the organization and joins me in studio. Thank you for being here. And what ways does the league help those who have been diagnosed with cancer?
Sure. Our mission is financial assistance. So, you know, as many people know, when a diagnosis comes through, so many things go through your mind. And the last thing you should be concerned about is how you're going to make your mortgage payment, your utility payments, gas cards for treatments, all those kinds of things. So that's where we step in to help out. And that's the type of financial assistance we try to assist with.
How long has the organization been in our area?
2002 is when we started, and so this is our 10th year. And we've over those 10 years, we've raised over $1 million. Well, I shouldn't say we've raised. We've actually paid out over $1 million to our cancer patients in the Northeast Louisiana area. So it's been a good 10 years. And unfortunately, the need continues to grow, though.
And speaking of that need, those that are served are all across the area here in Northeast Louisiana?
That's right. I don't know our exact coverage area, but I know we go very far over towards the Mississippi line and then down south towards Vidalia and then over through Lincoln Parish as well.
So. There is a Christmas basket project to where you send those out each and every year.
We do. We just did that. I think it was the beginning of this month. We got together. We made about 120 baskets. They're put together by our Cancer Institute. The office is in the Cancer Institute, and the person, a member of our league, identifies those that are in need. And it's various families throughout the area. So last year, I know I delivered all the way down near Vidalia, and then this year I delivered out to Rayville and Delhi. So that's how I know kind of where our region stretches. But we're all over, and I say over 120 baskets this year were delivered.
And we talk about those needs with those that have been diagnosed with cancer. What are some of the requirements for those that may be seeking assistance through CFL?
Sure. Really, there's an application process. So if you go on our website, which is cancerfoundationleague.com, there's an application there, and your doctor is part of that application process as well. And then it's not very time consuming. So anybody that feels like they know someone that's in need or is in need of it themselves, you know, please go on and check that out and print that off. It's just a one-page application, and there's no real strict requirements, just a need, really.
Yeah, we mentioned the financial assistance. Are there other services that CFL acts as a facilitator?
No, really, it's just the financial assistance. That's what we serve to do, or that's what we're the fundraising arm for the Cancer Institute, so that's where we step in, is for those financial needs.
And speaking of the fundraising that is going on, one that is wrapping up here is Louisiana Sports and Sparkle. What's taking place with that?
That was it's our yearly raffle that we've done. I think it's our third year. And this year was really exciting. I shouldn't say this year. The tickets for 2013 right. It's really exciting raffle in 2013. We paired with TP Outdoors, Serendipity, and Flair Jewelers. So last year was all hunting and fishing items, or I should say 2012. And 2013, we're going to have jewelry and hunting and fishing items. So that's why it's Sports and Sparkle. And we've hopefully hit every demographic, women and men. And, you know, you can win multiple times. It's really exciting. And it's a really great way to contribute to the Cancer Foundation League and also hopefully win some great things for yourself as well.
There are other projects that take place. What are some of those?
Sure. In February of this year, we have our annual gala, and it's going to be called Meet Me in Morocco, and it's going to be at the West Monroe Convention Center. It's on Saturday, February 16th. And again, our website and our Facebook page have some more information about that. And then in mid-May, out at Frenchman's Bend, we hold our golf tournament, which I understand is hugely popular. I think tee time sold out last year, so I'm sure people are going to be starting to think about that as the new year rolls in. So again, our website's a great source of information for that.
When we look at the Cancer Foundation League, obviously it takes some networking and things like that, people coming together. How has that grown over the past 10 years?
Our need has definitely grown, which is, you know, staggering to see the numbers sometimes. I mean, over the last 10 years, it's been over, you know, 3,000 patients that we've served, and I say over $1 million. Our membership is really, and our fundraising dollars obviously have to support all of that. And so we would love to see that grow. And so the raffle and the gala and all of those things we do, we are totally supported by volunteers and totally supported by fundraising dollars that through these events. So, you know, that's where I think the growth has to come, is we need to see more involvement from the community, get our name out there, help people understand what we're doing, and also hopefully get some more members with the Cancer Foundation League as well.
Why your involvement?
Wow, that's a really great question. This actually came about at a perfect time in my life. I've been involved with a lot of volunteer activities, but last year I lost my dad to cancer. It was very quick, about 6 weeks, and while he was undergoing his treatment here in Monroe, I actually got the phone call. I had not heard of the Cancer Foundation League before. A friend of mine was a member, and she asked if I would be interested in it, and I say it's weird how the stars align sometimes like that, and I felt like this was where I needed to spend my time, because obviously being impacted by it. And you know, as you get involved with it, I don't know anybody that I've ever met that has not been touched by cancer in some form or fashion. So whether it's a personal, you know, a parent or a relative to a friend or a neighbor or whatever. And this is just a great way to be able to be involved and give back, because it truly is 100% support for the patients and their families.
So with that, the financial aspect of Meet Me in Morocco, the event coming up in February, the golf tournament on the way next May. Someone would like to find out more information about the Cancer Foundation League. How could they do so?
Sure. They can call our office, but the best way is to go on our website, and I say that's cancerfoundationleague.com or our Facebook page. We try to keep all of that updated. You know, it's with current information. Definitely has the application for assistance and many types of contact information for our board and for our office, email and phone numbers.
Holly Vesey is the publicity chair for the Cancer Foundation League. Holly, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.